So let's review. The previous Mishnah taught the halacha of mana li biyatcha incha biyadi patr. If the malva claimed a mana and the leva was kaifer hakoil, he denied the claim entirely, the leva is exempt from a shvu because there was no hayda, no admission. Rav Nachman says, however, mashbinais a shvu is heses, the Chum initiated that even a kaifer hakoil must make a shvu midrabanan, because there is an assumption that the malva is telling the truth based on chazaka inum teveilum kein yesh leilov. One does not make a claim in bezn unless it is true. However, we do not assume that the leva is saying the truth based on chazaka eino demez panu b'fnei bal chayvai. A person would not have the audacity to make a false denial in the presence of his creditor. Because ishtamutehu dekumishtamet le, sava adahava liyafaranale. It's possible that the leva's intention is not to deny it, but merely to gain some time. And for this reason, Ravidi says, akayfer b'melva kasha le'edis. If a person denied a loan and edim confirmed that he did owe the money, he's still eligible to be a witness because he's not considered a gazel. Rav Chaviva Masni as Seifa. Rav Chaviva applies Rav Nachman's halacha of Shuas Heses to the Seifa of the Mishnah. Mana li biyatcha amalei hen, lamacha amalei teneuli, nesativ lach pater. The Malva claimed a mana, and the Leva admitted to the entire claim in front of two Edom. And on the next day, when the Malva demanded the mana, the Leva claimed that he already paid it, the Leva is not liable to pay, and he's exempt from a shvu min atar. And in this case, Rav Nachman says, Meshbina is a Shuas Heses. He is, however, obligated in a shvu midrabanan. And the Gemara elaborates. According to the first version that Rav Nachman requires a Shavuos Heses in the Reisha, where the labor was kaifer hakol all along, he certainly requires a Shavuos Heses in the Seifa, where the labor was initially Maida and then kaifer. However, man de masni la Seifa, hacha hu de ikadara de mamayna. Avahasam de ikadara de mamayna lai. According to the second version, however, Rav Nachman requires a Shavuos Heses only in the Seifa, where the labor was initially Maida and then he was kaifer because there is a compelling reason that he still owes the money since he initially admitted to it. However, if Nachman does not require a Shavuos Heses in the Reisha where he was kaifer hakol all along, because there is no compelling reason that he owes any money. The Gemara proceeds with three differences between the Shavuos Deiraisa of a Maida B'Miktzis and the Shavuos Heses of a kaifer hakol. Ike b'nayu meipich Shavua, whether the Leva can decide to have the Shavua transferred to the Malva who shall swear and collect the money. B'Deiraisa le'mavchin Shavua, b'drabana mavchinan. A Shavuos Deiraisa cannot be transferred, but a Shavuos Drabana can be transferred. However, Ma Baravashi holds that even b'day reis mafchin in shvu. Ike b'nayu meches l'nichse. If the laver refuses to swear or pay, where the bezin can confiscate his assets to pay off the debt. B'day reis nechsin l'nichse. However, b'day rabbanon lo nechsin l'nichse. But rather, misham tinin le adamotiz man nagdei, v'nagdinin le b'shavkinin le. Bezin puts the laver into excommunication for 30 days, and if he still does not pay up, they give him malchus and then leave him alone. However, B'yisi holds that even b'day rabbanon nechsin l'nichse. If the labor was suspected of swearing falsely, whether the shvu can be transferred to the malva who shall swear and collect the money. However, because since the shvu has this obligation is only a takana, Bezin does not make a second takana for the first takana to transfer the shvu from the chashid. Rather, there is no shvu and the malva suffers the loss. If a person loans someone money in the presence of two Edom, the Leva must repay the loan in the presence of two Edom. Therefore, if the Leva cannot produce Edom who saw him pay, he is liable to pay. Shmuel, however, disagrees and says, even if the Leva cannot produce two Edom, he is not liable to pay, because he can claim that he did pay in front of two Edom, but they left overseas. The more questions Rav Asi from the previously mentioned halacha in the Mishnah. If the Malva claimed a mana and the Leva admitted to the entire claim in front of two Edom, and on the next day when the Malva demanded the mana, the Leva claimed that he already paid, the Leva is not liable to pay. The Gemara assumes as follows. Since the Leva was made before Edom, it's as if the loan was made before Edom. And nevertheless, the Mishnah rules Potter, apparently because Hamalva is Chaver be'edim in Tzarech Lefar be'edim. The Gemara answers that Rav Asi holds heichadim ikaro oitzve be'edim tzarech lefar be'edim. Deloy lididei hemne. Only if the loan was made before Edom must the Leva pay before Edom, because the Malva did not trust the Leva but the Edom. However, Rav Asi would agree that in the Mishnah's case where the loan was not made in front of Edom, in tzarech lefar be'edim because hohemne, the Malva did trust the Leva to not deny it. The Gemara mentions a second version of Rav Asi's ruling. Rav Yosef Masni Hachi. Amr Yehuda Amr Ravasi Hamalves Chaver Be'edim in a Tzarech Lefar Be'edim. However, Vim Amma Al Tafri'eni Ela Be'edim, if at the time of the loan the Malva stipulated the Leva pay back only in front of Edim, Tzarech Lefar Be'edim. And therefore, if the Leva has no Eidim, but saw the payment, he's liable to pay. While Shmuel disagrees and says that the Leva is not liable to pay, because Yochalem lepratichim b'fnei plenim plenim v'hochalem lemedin sayam. The Gemara questions Shmuel from the Mishnah's next halacha. Mani lebiyatcha amalehen atit neuli ele be'edim. The Malva claimed a mana, and the Leva admitted to the entire claim in front of Edim. And the Malva told him to pay back only in front of Edim. Then, lamacha amali teneuli nasatav lach chayiv. If the next day when the Malva demanded the mana, the Leva claimed that he already paid, the Leva is liable to pay, because memnesha tzarech litna be'edim, he was to pay only in the presence of Edim. Apparently, the Mishnah holds, im amr atafri'ini el be'edim, tzarech lafar be'edim. The Gemara answers that according to Shmuel, we must say that this halacha is indeed a machlekes tanaim in the following brisa. The Malva told the Leva be'edim hil v'sicha, be'edim parli. The Tanna Kama holds like Ravasi, oyitein oyavi raya shenasim. While Rabbi Yehuda ben Maaseir holds like Shmuel, yochalem lepratichim b'fnei plenim plenim v'hochlem lemedina siyam. The Gemara proceeds with eight incidents regarding lefroy be'edim that are alluded in Simon Reuven, v'shimon, detanu hilchasa, yasvi, upara, pleni upleni, avatzi, satroi, behemanusa, kebetre. Reuven v'shimon. The Malva stipulated the Leva pay back in front of specific witnesses, Reuven v'Shimon, and the Leva provided two other Edim that he paid, while the Malva claimed that these Edim are lying. Abaye held the Leva's potter because Ba'api Beitrei Amale, Ba'api Beitrei Pari. The Malva requested two Edim, and the Leva did so, while Rava held the Leva's Chayev because Lahachikamale, Ba'api Reuven v'Shimon, Keiched the Leva's Chayev. The Malva specified only these Edim so that the Leva cannot defer payment. The Tanu Hilchasa, Ahuda Amalei Lechavrei, Ki Paratili Parenli Ba'ape Beitrei the Tanu Hilchasa, Ozla Pari Bein Delei Le Delei, Is Nisu Hanach Zuzi. The Malva stipulated that the Leva pay back in front of Edim who learned Halachas, and the Leva paid the Malva in private, and then the money was lost. The Malva claimed, Kebuli Kablesinu Minei Derech Pekadin, Vameina Lahava Gaboy Pekadin, Adem Isramu Beitrei the Tanu Hilchasa, O Mekayim Tanoi. I did not accept the money as payment, only as a pekodin until we find the qualified Edim. Rav Nachman ruled that the Leva is pater because kiven the komaidis the vadishak lasinu minei peroin ma'al yahave. Since the Malva admits that he accepted the money, it is automatically considered a payment because, as Rashi explains, devarim shebelibcha in a devarim. Yasfi upara, ahud amalei lechavri havli mei azuzi da isvisrach amalei lahay devarim mi oilam, azal aisi sahadi da isvi upari. The Malva claimed that the Leva owed 100 zuz. At first, the Leva denied the loan, but then the Malva brought Edim to the loan, but they also testified that he paid. Abaye held the Leva was potter because Inu Amri Aisvi, Inu Amri Pari. The Edim who confirmed the loan also confirmed the payment. While Rava held the Leva's chayav because Kala Imele Levitsi, Kala Imele Parati Dami. He cannot claim that he paid because the denial of the loan is also considered a denial of the payment. And as Rashi explains, how he does Baldin Kamei Edim Dami, his word is as powerful as 100 Edim. Plainly Uplainly. Ahud Amle Lechavri Havli Mei Azuzi de Masiknabach. Omalei loy praticha b'fnei pleni pleni, asu pleni pleni amri lo hayudvar mi'olam. The Malva claimed that the Leva owed 100 zuz, while the Leva claimed he already paid in front of so and so, but then those Edim denied the payment. Rav Shesha said that the Leva is chayiv because huchzik kafrin. The Edim confirmed that the Leva was a liar, while Rava told him that the Leva is putter and he is loy huchzik kafrin because kol milsa de leir amri alei de'inish lava daite. Since the Leva did not need to pay up b'fnei Edim, he does not need to remember all the details of the payment. The other four of the eight halachas are taught in the next daf.